This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I am at, where was it? I'm at Rite Aid. For lunch with Missing Link. And we are enjoying a box of tissues.
Beef bone. Ah. I picture Missing Link eating beef bone.
They don't have beef bone, though. So that was the first thing that when we go to Rite Aid, Missing Link sits down and says, do you have beef bone?
One beef bone.
They say, yes. Doesn't ask, that's right. Yeah. Doesn't ask if they have it. It says, one beef bone, please. Just one today.
Yeah.
And they say, sorry, we do not have beef bone.
Perfect.
And he says, that's okay. Just a box of tissues.
Okay.
So we are splitting a box of tissues. Because it's sneeze season.
Sneezing.
And I think he has gotten in his head. I think he's doing it like to be cool because he sees other people
having them, using them.
Yeah, like pulling out tissues. And so like he was like doing it for me in a way that's like.
Well, what he sees is the thing after him using them, the next human.
Yeah.
And behind him, the Link that's not missing that we know about.
Yeah.
The old one.
Yeah.
Not using it. And he goes, I should be more like this next thing.
So this makes me wonder, Doug, do you know Missing Link?
Are you aware of the Missing Link?
Doug, loves movies.
You love movies, and so?
He loves movies.
Yeah, I do.
Sean Hayes loves movies. Uh-huh. This movie, Missing Link, maybe you saw the freaking poster.
Where Zach is the voice of the
Don't know
the
Zach.
Lead character.
Don't know Zach. I do know Missing Link.
Mm-hmm.
And he,
me personally, don't know Zach, but Missing Link I know, and maybe somewhere, maybe there's a missing link between us to connect these two ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
So you do know this guy. Zach does the voice. I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
Did they let him sort of play around a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, I was, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, Zach is the last place I'm going to learn about what movie Zach is in.
Okay.
You know, he just lets it happen. And
that's so crazy because
I find out about it later.
I don't know him well. I'm sorry to tell you this, but he has like an email list that I'm on.
Where he just is always talking about his projects.
Just to like let friends
Here's
know
what's up with
what
Zach.
I'm up to. I'm in this hilarious movie.
Catch me in theaters this weekend. Yeah. Make sure to get a front row seat. I don't know why.
That doesn't sound like the Zach I know, but I guess maybe I just don't. Maybe they're going in my spam or something.
I pray that's what it is.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, usually his messages are very short, very odd. Sometimes he'll actually send a little video of himself saying what it is he wants to say, but in an email.
Wow, attaching him at like a MOV file.
Email the movie.
Yeah, it's
no, email. He loves movies too.
Yes, and he knows you love movies.
That's what he's trying to appeal to you, and I think that's really sweet.
Yeah, he's been on my Doug Loves Movies show a few times, but it's hard to get him on there because he doesn't like to, you know, he doesn't like the part where he has to, you know, compete with movie knowledge.
And he doesn't live in like a normal place.
Because he doesn't pay attention to who's in movies.
Right.
He knows what Bradley Cooper is doing.
Let's talk about, this is such a good segue, this idea of movies.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, for me, I'm like slobbering now. This segue is so good.
This is the Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah.
You mentioned before the show that you are aware of the name of the show.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Are you aware that it is an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lined back hallways of this industry we call showbiz?
Showbiz.
Is all that last part in parentheses? Like after Birdman?
What was in parentheses after Birdman? Take that, critics.
It was the unexpected virtue
Birdman.
Of ignorance.
Birdman, take that, critics.
That would be a very smart way to do it, to put it in parentheses.
It's very close to Birdman. I mean, you've identified a lot of similarities because we also believe that this new generation only cares about going viral.
Right. It's true.
Aren't you sick of that, Doug?
I am, but I also am very guilty of, being lucky in that I was early on.
The first
on,
one to go viral.
You went viral.
I went viral, early.
How? And,
so how mad could you be?
Tell me, walk me through it.
I was even pre-viral because mine was just people would pass copies around and stuff. And Blockbuster Video, they would, every time I was in another town, I saw a Blockbuster, I'd go in and look for it and it'd be missing from that spot on the wall. Cause you know how they just have them sitting there on the wall?
Yep.
You just take it to the front and check it out. It's always gone, and every time I ask, they'd always say, "Yeah, the second we got that in, somebody rented it and never came back."
Ah,
you're talking about
Faces of Death.
Yes, I'm talking about Super High Me.
Yes, that was the original way to go viral, was people renting your VHS tape.
Yeah, and just also, it was like a thing that people would share with each other, like. This documentary is about this guy who gets high all the time, just like we do, but it doesn't seem to be that much of a problem. Like people tell me all the time that that's how they break the news to their parents, is they watch that movie with them.
Mom, Dad, sit down. I've got something you need to see.
I'm just like that guy.
I'm super high.
I'm an idiot.
It's like an Almost Famous where they play "We're Off to Look for America," the Simon and Garfunkel song, and she says, "See, I want to look for America." And yes. The mom goes, "Oh no."
Yeah, it's like that.
You're high.
So it's Super High Me is a documentary. Documentary is movies. This is such a good segue.
Perfect.
You have this show, Doug Loves Movies. Uh-huh. You loves movies. This show is also about movies and sometimes TV and books.
We were raised by TV and now we watch movies.
But we've been kind of dancing around each other for a long time. We thought about calling the show Sean Hayes Loves Movies. Mm. You remember?
Yeah, before we got in trouble.
And so it feels like every time we're going to do something, like a game that's about Leonard Maltin, you do it just before us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wonder if like you possibly have a mole or something and like have an idea to do a show about movies just before we're going to do it.
Like somebody infiltrates your team.
Possibly someone.
Because you got a lot of people here behind the scenes.
Who are underpaid.
It's a big team and a big team of double agents who are for sale.
Yeah. So I could, perhaps.
For $2.
Yeah.
That's all it would cost?
Name your price.
Engineer Jordan, how much would it cost for you to betray us fully and leak every idea we have?
Betray you fully?
Yeah.
And leak
full betrayal. Oh, well, okay. Well, I want both now. You say that?
It sounds like there's different grades of what you're willing to do.
I want the price for a partial betrayal and a full betrayal.
Partial? Well, $10,000.
Wait a second. We went from $2 to $10,000.
Jordan's a really good mole.
She's new. In about 6 months, that price will just drop dramatically.
Well, I'd like the $2 deal. And I would like, if it's still on the table, I'd like to get that.
So $2 is the first. And then for full betrayal, can we like 15?
I don't need betrayal as much as I just need somebody to keep tabs on what they're doing on this show. So that I could either steal their ideas or get mad at them when they take mine.
Thank you.
That's how it feels. Because I need to win in every... Yeah, that's how you get to the top, gentlemen. You don't give anything to the little guy.
Yeah. You stomp on the throats of the Seans and Hayeses of the world.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, now we have to pay Jordan $8 for getting you to confess. That was a deal that we worked out
before the show. That's not so bad. All these prices are great.
Prices are
the deals are great around here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is this a going out of business sale?
It seems like it, yes. I don't know if you've used the Stitcher app.
But no, what happens on it?
Stitch.
I'm afraid of it. Good question. I don't want to look. Yeah. It's not good news, right?
Yeah, it's not ideal.
It's so, first of all, it's physically.
Does Joe Rogan pop out and scream, suck it?
See, I think there's a special price where that could happen.
So the app is physically hotter than the other apps. And so even just like dragging your thumb along it will like potentially hurt you. So there's like a physical pain element involved in using the app at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
The search function, like,
well, it's a secret.
Yes,
you search for the search.
Have
function.
You guys thought maybe the title of our show is too long
for us?
Yeah,
you think the Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names?
Yeah,
like back always, this industry we call showbiz is too long.
Feels a little long. Like it's what Birdman. Ended Fiona Apple's career.
Do you also you have to search it with the exact letters and it's case sensitive. And if you don't type it in that exact case way, sensitive.
There's a lot of punctuation,
a lot of spaces.
Yes, and now we have to add these parentheses.
There's like an interrobang at one point.
So there's even more.
Oh no,
it's bad. So they're liquidating it podcast by podcast. The Stitcher app. Yes, this is a going out of business sale where one by one you'll be listening to a podcast and then you will kind of hear it recede. The, like the volume will go down as it's being dragged off into someone's car. It's being strapped to the roof of someone's car.
As long as we're on the subject, I should say that you can get all of the behind the paywall episodes of Doug Loves Movies if you get Stitcher Premium.
Oh, perfect.
You're in the family?
Yeah, we made a deal. I made a deal with them. I got, you know, I'm still independent after all these years, so I got, you know, deals everywhere.
Mr. Independent.
Got my hands in a lot of, you know, a lot of things, like, which I'm so glad I'm not running for political office or something.
Because you
people would be like, that guy worked with a lot of people and they all benefited.
He's like, you're like a political cartoon of like a billionaire octopus.
Wow. What's your most successful ad partnership on this show?
Ooh, God, great don't make question. Me pick.
They're gonna be so mad.
Oh God, oh, we Squarespace love all is listening. Our
ads. They're like, please, baby.
No, yeah, obviously this is a fraught question for us. What's going on? Your wrist is ringing at
it's
me.
It's Quip. Quip is calling.
Quip is calling. They want back in.
Yeah,
probably away luggage is the most lucrative one that we've done because their suitcase is so high tech.
Well, I didn't necessarily mean lucrative, but just more or less like the ones that come back for more because obviously the code that you give out is working, that kind of thing.
I would say that's also away luggage because that was a partnership that did pull the ad at some point and asked us to delete the one that we had recorded and released. And yet they were so like the connection between us was so strong that they did come back. I want to say a year later, something like that.
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. They did come back, and I believe they have an ad in this episode.
So it's XX. So they were in fact, and I don't like to use this language necessarily, especially on the show, but they were addicted to what the dick did. Specifically what Hayes did with it when he read his away luggage ad. He was bringing so much swag to the ad read that they went out, they saw what else was out there, and they decided it was worth the trade-off, even though
it's sort of ad, like
we're bad boys.
Ad read lingo, but I was stroking for that one, yes.
Yeah, he was stroking.
I'll tell you, they haven't knocked on my door.
Oh,
I haven't heard
from
them.
Don't say that.
I don't think they think that, you know, stoners and trivia nerds are, you know, the right
doing
target. The right target for delicious luggage.
Huh. Mm. Well, they've got to get it.
Would you call it lavish?
I said that it was high tech.
High tech? Yeah. Wait, is it a smart? Do they make smart bags? Because smart bags are the dumbest thing you could buy right now because you can't take them on planes.
Well, Away would disagree with you.
Yeah, they say.
Away. It's called Away because you got to get the luggage away when you get to the airport. Get it out of here.
But they'll bring you whatever kind of luggage you want.
I mean, well, that's part of the issue that
they're
had
like
with
a
them.
Luggage superstore. I apologize if I'm losing them.
No, this is great. We've already done the ad. Yes. Now we don't have to do the real one.
I feel like I'm going to never hear from them too.
Oh, okay. What's the ad? What is the advertiser that you found has been your forever boo?
Other than weed, which I mean is
But that's the, you know, I hope that the people listening to my movie and food podcasts are like, you know, still think I bring enough to the table besides just, you know, just being high. But the other show, the, you know, getting Doug with high is just really the whole point of that.
We almost did that too.
Just get messed up.
We were going to do
what
that.
What went wrong?
Getting Sean,
what happened? One of you, I believe, was is a quitter or had quit.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah,
and the other was just therefore not interested, just, or
the
we
thing
or
was,
did
we tried
lose
to do it. I hurt my thumb. You know, sometimes you try to light it and that the angle is wrong. Like if you when you turn the freaking bong to light it, and you're like turning the lighter down,
sure,
to light up, and the flame goes up, and it kind of hurts your thumb a little bit.
It can sometimes, yes,
yes, and that.
Big turnoff.
That ended up. We basically decided the time it would take to record a podcast and go to the hospital every single time we do a podcast was not gonna just like the time investment
between the lighter thumb and the hot Stitcher app, which we're of course dragging over every ad read. Our thumbs were getting melted to the point where I wasn't gonna have any fingerprints to identify me, and then. How am I going to know which crimes I did and which crimes I didn't?
How do you do that? How do you take the thing and turn it down in a way that the flame also goes down and doesn't go up, hurt your thumb? You have to go to the hospital.
Are you upside down?
It's a whole sort of angling deal.
And you're upside down?
Okay, yeah, so now you're saying do the friggin' bong, turn that to the side. There's water in it. It will, and it does come out.
Yeah, but you know, there's water in this glass, and look at how look how much I can lean it around, and I'm not.
Wow, he's holding a glass of water upside down, and the water is not coming out.
Yeah, it's just you know.
I think this is just like a you thing.
Kind of stoner.
This might be a personal
kind of magic.
Do you know that I've been on Doug Loves Movies?
I didn't know
indirectly.
Oh, here we go.
My friend
DC
went on, didn't he, and told the story of me proposing to my wife inside the movie Sex Tape.
Surely you remember.
What? Surely that must have come up.
A story. You remember every
Pearson?
Story that was told you. Mm-hmm. Yes. DC
came
Pearson,
on the program.
Friend of the show.
Yeah. Frequent guest.
Yes.
Great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Wrote a young adult book called Crap Kingdom.
Wow.
Yeah. I got
so you
number.
Remember that, the name of the book, but you don't remember the
he's great. He's the comic relief
story.
In Winter Soldier.
And in Verizon commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He comes to jump off the dog.
Anyway, what about him?
Well,
he came
went
on the show and told your story?
Told my story.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I guess everyone's telling everyone else's stories in a way.
Did you find it rewarding that that story was well received? Like people laughed, or
did people
or did it make you sad that people were laughing at it?
Did you go listen to it?
Oh yeah, went to listen and heard people losing it, and I thought, oh my god, I brought a little more joy into this world.
Bam,
just a ray of sunshine for some of these poor fucks.
Go ahead and slip that one into the win column.
Yeah.
You did it.
St. Peter's writing that down, I'll tell you that much.
That's one in the plus side, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to talk about that at the Pearlies.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the awards in heaven. That's not the Pearly Gates. It's the awards that they give out to everybody. Everybody gets an award when you get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pearl necklaces.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, Kevin, what's going on?
They're timeless and elegant. Yeah, what's going on? We got a visitor in the room.
This is Chef Kevin.
Chef
you
Kevin.
Met him before.
Oh, he was right out there talking to us earlier.
Was talking.
Yeah. Why Chef?
So we used to do Chef these Kevin, Blue Apron ads. This is another very rewarding relationship for us.
Mm.
And you know how you just run out of ideas for anything to do on when you're doing content?
Mm-hmm.
We had this bit where Kevin was making Blue Apron meals. And so he would become Chef Kevin.
Oh, okay.
Do you like that?
I like it. I mean, you could have sprayed some Pam on it so it wouldn't stick, but, you know. But I like it, though. I like the fact that he says it. Like, it's not something you call him. It's something he brings in.
He says it almost exclusively.
Some freedom to create. Yeah. Hi, guys. Chef Kevin here. He's a branding genius.
And the hair does kind of look like he just took his chef hat off.
That's true.
The
yeah.
hair is doing some interesting right. stuff today. I would say mostly in the back that Chef Kevin is maybe not aware of.
The back it's struck just, out on its own.
Hat, it's kind of hat hair thing going on.
Yeah. There's or usually,
bedhead.
There's usually a story. Last time it was that he was up too late building a table and then didn't have time. Then he had to take a bath the night before, then didn't take a shower the next day. And so the hair was.
Talk about your hygiene today, Kevin. What are we dealing with?
What's the story today?
Okay, so I took a shower last night because I was playing a new Tetris video game.
Yeah.
And then I woke up today and went straight to work.
Certainly knew you didn't shower today. That I could have won a lot of money betting on.
Because you played the Tetris game?
The shower would have defeated the back of your
Let's dig in on this.
Were you that the Tetris game made you vigorously? Shower? You were sweaty after?
I had a wash off physically and mentally. I'm not good at video games.
Mm. And it upset you. You need an emotional shower.
Yeah. But I feel like $1 million now.
Have you ever thought about, even if you don't shower, maybe just splashing a little water just on the hair area of the head when you're going to a professional situation like your job?
I guess I can only see the front when I'm looking in the mirror, so I just kind of assume the back is okay.
Sort of a better safe than sorry approach, mm-hmm. though, maybe, if you know that you're not going to wash yourself at all.
It kind of looks like a bike helmet.
I like bikes.
That's generous.
It looks like a bike helmet.
It's Earth Day.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, I walked here.
Hey, Hayes would love that.
So I did some shit for the Earth.
I love walking.
You're welcome, Earth. You do?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you keep it together.
That I totally agree.
Yeah.
Do you have any characters on your shows?
I have had characters.
You're a character now? Is that what you're
like
referring
a chef,
to?
Like a funny chef?
Oh, funny chef character?
What do you do? What is this character?
Yeah, he's a patient chef.
He's a character, all right. A question mark.
Do you actually cook at all?
I'm learning to, yeah.
Oh, that's good. They really catch up to your nickname. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, once you get good at chefery, you could come on my I Got a Food podcast.
Let's talk about that, because I love just eating food.
It's a total scam.
Yeah.
We just go into a restaurant, we set up some microphones, you know, and we just sit there and they bring us food and we talk about it. Mm. And, you know, we go to really nice restaurants all over L.A., so... I've never disliked, because they're bringing you their best stuff, you know. And,
right.
And, you know, you just get into whatever. Like, also, a lot of them have fancy cocktails, and I like trying lots of those. But it's a complete scam, because all we have to do in return is post it later that night or, you know, the next Wednesday nights at midnight.
Is it called Doug Loves Food or Getting Food with Doug
Loves
Foodies?
It's called, listen, you guys, I'm not that predictable.
That was just branding. Listen to this guy.
Okay, no, but you're right. You were also right. Because it's called Dining with Doug and Karen. I mean, my name is in there, and it does say exactly what it is. I don't like titles to confuse people.
Oh, yeah.
That's smart.
That's SEO, baby. Yeah,
that's why I have a short podcast called Doug Loves Minis. Just putting it out there. These are all minis. Mm-hmm. Some have been 45 minutes to an hour long, so that didn't go exactly.
And that's just you talk about Paul F. Tompkins' car.
No, it's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's you just get into stuff. You know, the intensity of being a podcaster can really, it just takes over.
Yeah, it's fully eroded my moral compass.
Yes.
I mean, doesn't the time fly when you're podcasting?
Yeah.
Used to.
I still find it to be very, very, you know, there's moments where shit slows down to a goddamn crawl.
Oh, sure.
Where the game slows
down. Or
to
a dead stop. Uh-huh. Or any kind of show, especially like when I'm involved, I find like I can be kind of a stopper because I'm also mostly hosting when I do stuff.
Mm.
And I want to get to the fucking thing we're trying to get to. What are we trying to get to today?
let's do that where we fully stop it down. Let's do some of these games. Let's do, now that we're like together, we're like settling our differences of both do movies podcasts. Let's share our material.
Were you pissed? No,
I'm way madder at We Hate Movies. What kind of title is that? That doesn't
come
that's
on.
Very,
Which
very
ones?
Negative towards me. And then what's
and
another
also
one?
No, you don't.
What's the other one?
You don't
one?
Hate movies.
Oh, Film Spotting? Is that a popular one?
I don't.
I think it might be. Yeah.
You're pissed
Battleship
at that?
Pretension? Is that a big one?
Mm-hmm.
I just hear about these things. I don't really listen to them. Or else
Unspooled.
I'll see them when I'm looking at the chart.
Unspooled. How did this get what high? Do you think about Unspooled?
What's that?
That's Paul and Amy Nichols. Paul Scheer, Amy Nicholson do a
ooh, that sounds good.
Movie podcast. Mm-hmm. Kevin once told me how
classics.
Many, how
what
many
do they do? They just
had.
Pick a classic
wild.
And discuss if it holds up or.
Seems like it, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it, but I enjoy both of them. And
yeah.
And I like that premise. But that's the other funny thing, though, about as much as I love movies and movie trivia and stuff, like I don't really listen to stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I don't. I'd rather
playing in your head
wanna,
all day long.
Well, I want to play.
Yeah,
I want to be. I want to participate.
Yeah, they don't listen. What you? What
so
you're talking
that's my
about.
Favorite things to you know to go to is when you have a chance to participate.
It can be frustrating. It's like how it's hard sometimes for Kevin to watch MMA because he just wants to get in there and crack some skulls,
right?
So he's like, why am I going to watch it when I could be out there doing it? You're listening to trivia. You're like, but I'm Mr. Movie Trivia.
Yeah, Chef Kevin, he can't watch Food Network.
No. Mm-hmm.
He's just like, I want to be in there. I want
to
be
in
worst.
In there and bust
they got a
skulls.
Show called Worst Chefs in America. Well, mm-hmm. He could easily be one of those.
Well, as Ben Vereen once said on the set of a television show I was working at when he had to physically be restrained from getting on a hoverboard and guaranteeing that we all were sued, I want to play. I want to play.
That's a fantastic yeah. story.
Mm-hmm. We buried
was he
that in
character from the? Oh my god, I was gonna get the wrong actor. That would have been terrible.
Uh-oh,
what yeah, were you gonna dangerous. Say?
I was gonna say somebody else. So okay. Let's not worry about.
We're not even going.
Let's
go
not
on.
Get
we're not
into
gonna
the
say
fact
who you were gonna
that
say.
I was gonna say Tony Cox, the little guy from. Bad Santa. I get them confused all the time.
They get mixed up. I think that's weirdly not problematic.
Can we play the Leonard Maltin game?
Hi, doggy. If you guys have prepared it or something, because I can't, I don't do it, you know.
Yeah. We, yes.
Extemporaneous.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
so prepared.
Absolutely.
Are
we did a whole
me?
Thing.
Yeah, we must have.
Let's, why don't you explain?
Where is it? You guys don't have any notes or anything.
How to, there's a whole computer right, right there.
Yeah,
it's got
it's
all the
over.
Notes of the world.
The notes
on
are
it.
All around us.
I
look at the
I
table
have a
as
computer
names.
Computer at my shows. I don't have a computer.
Why don't you explain, not to us, but to everyone else in the world who is listening, how mm-hmm. to play that?
What, the Leonard Maltin game?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good Lord. That's why we don't play it very much anymore.
You forget how.
It's a little occasional treat. Well, it's a little bit, there's a lot of work goes into putting it together, and which I don't
it hurt
mind.
Your feelings when he did that. He loves movies.
What?
Maltin loves movies.
He did that. He did a show.
Who did?
Maltin.
Leonard Maltin.
Maltin?
Mm-hmm.
He's been on my show. I'm going to do his Maltin Fest is coming up.
But he tried to
frenemies.
So I guess yeah, and you can like be cool then now because like you're still standing.
You buried him.
This show is not. This show.
No,
is,
he's doing great.
Nah, but not the show.
He's got a whole festival, and he does the show with his daughter Jessie, and they've both been on Doug Loves Movies. And
wait, is his show is Kevin? What is that show still around?
Yeah,
Maltin Loves Movies still around?
They moved to Nerdist.
Oh, So this is what happened. Kevin told us that the show was dead, but really he just meant it was dead to him.
Yeah, That's what happened. But yeah, they're great. And I don't, he's been talking about movies since, you know, before I was born. So I didn't really feel like he took the idea from me.
Okay.
Mm.
He certainly, you know. Realized there was podcasting and doing my show. Like he'd say to me, I love doing your show because it gives me street cred.
Mm.
And that's a fun expression to hear coming from a old guy you admire from when you were young.
I'm an OG.
So how do you do the game?
Oh, so the Leonard Maltin game involves, you know, his movie review books that he used to have.
Great.
And then it was an app, and now it's not an app anymore. So that's part of why we don't play it on the show, because it was so easy when it was an app and I could just pull everything up on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So now I do it out of a book. But anyway.
What happened to the app, Deep State?
It, the company that he had a deal with, it seemed to be a popular app and he wasn't getting the money he wanted for it. And then, you know, the app game's got to be rough. Like, it's got to be hard to. You got to really.
They're so small for first of all.
So I don't know. I don't know if he has a new app or not. I'm not sure. I want him to make the Leonard Maltin his reviews. The app that you used to have to buy from some other company. He should just.
Right.
You know, do it himself.
Just do it. Yeah.
Just hire a guy. All he needs is somebody to just set it all up for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be good to go.
Engineer Jordan, $10,000. Do the whole thing. Top to finish.
Anyway, I'll try to talk to him about it sometime.
So what do you say? You say...
We usually just talk about movies.
Right. Sorry. I'll be
bored. So the game is... here's how the game works. You guys can I get some more of that water?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on trial here. Because I gotta come up with the
Judge
answers.
Judge F. Kafka.
I gotta remember how this works. But it was very complicated to explain. But the idea is, you take one of his reviews, and I read a few little snippets from it.
Okay.
That don't really give away what movie it is. It's very, you know, it's just stuff like Oscar worthy, and it was too long. You know, he says most movies. He says they are too long. Exactly, but also Oscar worthy. So, because Oscar movies are too long. So he's always right. Not always, but, you know, I disagree with him on occasion, but it's usually just movies where there's a lot of action because he's, you know, he's older. He doesn't care about that anymore. He wants to, you know, see some nice ladies crying.
Mm. So you read the review, his quotes.
I read
and then
some
you
quotes.
Guess what the movie
I say
is.
What year it is.
Yes.
I say, here's how many actors he lists at the bottom of the review. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he lists up to 20, 30 actors.
Mm.
But most of the time it's like 7 to 12. Mm. So I'd say, and this is how many actors. Then I go to the first person on the panel and say, how many names would you need to name it? How many names from that list? Reading from the bottom, so the smaller character roles leading up to the leads. So if you say you can name it in 4 names, you're not going to hear, you know, if it's an 8-name thing, you're not going to hear the top 4 names.
Okay.
So they bid like that. They take turns bidding how many names they think you can get it in. And when somebody...
What are they bidding? Movies?
Huh?
Or
how
points?
Many names from the they're bidding they're on how many names okay. it'll take them to get, mm-hmm, get the
it.
Correct
yep.
answer.
Okay.
And then they we eventually have somebody turns and says name the movie. You know, like some guy will say I can name it in 2. The next guy will go. I keep saying guy, but you know, there are some women on the show.
Any
but,
yes,
I remember
any
there's
gender.
One on there. Yes,
yes, it's happened. Mm-hmm. It's totally happened.
I remember.
Mm-hmm. And so the guy will turn to the lady next to him and say, "Name it," and then that was a classic when I was lucky enough to get Chris Evans on with Leonard Maltin, and we were playing this game, and Chris Evans this actually said. Again. Chris Evans actually said to Leonard Maltin, "Name it, bitch."
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And Leonard Maltin.
And I wish Leonard Maltin had said language, you know, because that's what Captain America says. But it was still a great moment. And I probably tell that story too much. And that's why I don't ever hear from Chris anymore.
We should play the game. Right?
Good
we
luck.
Gotta.
Because now that everyone knows the rules, we can play it. So it starts with a quote. So, okay. Starts with a year. And I'm looking at the book. I'm looking at the Leonard Maltin book. And I'm flipping through it. And I'm just picking a random one.
Here okay. we go.
The year is...
Can I tell you a weird thing we discovered playing with the book like this?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Is that if you hold
better
it,
be weird.
If you don't hide it, we know approximately where in the alphabet the title begins.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
So turn around.
You can tell that it's okay.
So you flipped nearly to the end. So it's going to be a W, X, Y, or Z probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And like,
probably not
Zootopia.
Even Z because there was a few more pages.
Probably Zootopia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So be careful about that.
Okay. I'll turn
Thank
away. And I'll say, okay. Leonard Maltin says, the year for this one is...
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that he doesn't give the actual year. He, like, describes something that happened to him that year.
Right.
This one says...
Which it's also the year he saw it, not necessarily the year the movie was made.
Yes. This one says...
Very unusual.
This one says the year that he had sex for the 500th time.
So that's surprising that I'm expected to track that.
I didn't think he'd be so good with numbers.
That he would keep count. He doesn't seem like a guy that is like.
I didn't think he was sweating it. You know what I mean? My assumption was just that he put it down whenever he pleased and he didn't necessarily have to tally it. But sometimes people they pay attention to the details, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that's him.
He was on a show once, a syndicated show where it was, you know, all about movies that are coming out, and they had like a criticism segment that it was like a he said, she said, like he and this other lady critic sat next to each other and they both had paddles and they'd never spank each other, at least not on camera, but they would have to hold up the one side or the other if the movie was hot,
or drink.
If it was hot or cold.
Oh.
And, you know, and I said to Leonard, didn't Schindler's List come out when you were doing that? And he was like, yes, unfortunately.
He had to say that Schindler's List was hot.
Is hot. I'm giving it a hot rating because it is
so hot.
So amazingly hot. I mean,
spicy film.
Okay, and now we say the
Steven
number.
Steven Spielberg brought the heat with this one. Yeah.
Now we say a number of characters. Okay, so in the list of characters, it just says there's like a million guys in this movie.
I can't stop looking at these. Like, there's a bag of chips in the middle of the table.
You want no some? One offered you. I can't believe you.
Well,
want some?
I can't believe that you guys even have them in
and
the.
And they're really
the
just
room
out of
all.
Arm's reach.
Because also crunching on camera, that's no good. And we're not on camera. I meant on microphone.
No, on mic. Yeah, people hate it when we eat on here. I mean, they really get pissed off. But please feel free to have some of those dark russet Cape Cod potato chips, special ordered from the East Coast. You can't get those out here, Doug.
All right. If I can't take it, like if I get really want one badly, then I will. I'll you know roll away from the microphone when I choose
because they taste burnt.
He turns the bag upside down, which I like.
I refuse to, you know.
He held the bag upside down over his head and just eyeballed all the chips. Really interesting. So there's a million guys.
There's
in the
a million
movie,
guys, in this
and
movie.
Is there a critic quote as well?
Yes, there's a critic quote. It says, "Usually, I have a policy of not being friends with Terminators." But this one, I do want to be friends with.
Okay. All right.
All right. I'm going to have a chip.
I think I can do it in 50 names.
50 names guessing. Oh, the number of guys in the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you also have to mention how many Leonard lists.
He said there's like a million guys in this movie.
Yes. That's what, that's instead of like the number of characters. So I don't even know if I can list the kid. There's.
Oh, you just. By looking at it, it's just too many. It's
no, he doesn't list the characters. It's written out in the book. I'll show you. See, it says that there's like a million guys in this movie. It looks like he got tired and didn't want to name all the different guys.
This is unusual, but okay. I'll accept it. This isn't my show.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of
thing. Thank you for agreeing.
Not
that
mine
this
either.
Is
I don't know where you
show.
Get your Leonard Maltin guy.
Hey, not mine either. All right.
What year is that from? Is that from 88?
Let me see. The book itself is very, it's like leather bound, and it's like very dusty. It's like the book from Neverending Story.
Mm.
Proceed.
So, I guess I win that because I said 50, right?
No, I get to say less.
Oh, okay.
I can name it in 49 names.
Oh, no,
okay.
No.
Okay.
This motherfucker's undercutting me, this bitch. I can't believe I'm getting scooped like this. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. I give up.
Okay. So
don't you get mad when somebody on Price is Right bids $1 more than the person next to them?
Oh, that would piss me off. I'd be kicked off that show so fast.
Oh, my God. And they just have to take it.
That's what I always felt like people should do for your box office game, because you have to say, like, how much it earned, right? And why don't people just say, like, a dollar? Because it definitely made at least that much.
That's a good strategy.
And so you probably can't play that game anymore.
Also, instead of a dollar more than the person next to you, say $50 more. Give him a little sporting chance to have the number like magically fall into that hole. You
That'd
know?
Be pretty sweet, yeah. But then would you be kicking yourself?
Probably, yes. But you know what? You're going to have to pay the taxes on the car you don't want.
Think about that,
you're
Price
gonna
is
have
Right
to, contestants. Now you're a car salesman. You're going to have to sell a car. That's what you win on those shows.
Okay, I've got the letter book now.
Okay, so wait, I have to name the characters in the movie guys. So he guess.
Okay.
Oh, shit, this dog
okay, I'm
chips.
Naming characters until you stop.
He might.
The Crazy Machine.
Sorry.
Little Hamilton. But she's not so little in this movie. I think he thinks that the actress's name is Little Hamilton.
Oh.
But it must mean Linda Hamilton.
I would think.
Okay. Jed Furlong. The Terminator. The Terminator 2. The spiky arm. The mean policeman. The thumbs up glove. The sunglasses.
Okay, I know who this is.
And you're naming a person? I thought it was that we're naming a movie.
It's Leonard Maltin. What are we doing?
That's right. Oh, wow. So,
Bosch man.
Doug used his power. So you have like powers with your hand where he pet Bosch and like a huge clump of fur came off onto his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you ever want that dog deferred.
You'll Furminate him?
Yeah, I'll totally firm it up.
Furminator 2.
Mm-hmm.
Should I do one from the book now?
Yeah.
All right. So this was fun.
This is such an old school way to play it. Like when we first invented this game, it was me and my friends, Brian Posehn and Sarah Silverman would sit around and play it when we were, bored and hanging out. And then eventually I started doing it on Doug Loves Movies.
Are these people that are named the same thing as the famous ones?
Yeah, yeah. They're just both, they're lawyers.
Okay. Must be tough, tough life for them.
No, they enjoy it. A lot of games and various things in my shows I, got from random people who just, made a suggestion and then, I probably never gave them the credit they deserve.
Yeah. But they appreciate the just that you are doing well.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope they, I know I always felt that way. Like if I got a phone call into a radio show or, got to be on a TV show for some game show or some shit.
Sure,
I was always excited to be there and didn't feel too bad about it when it didn't all go the way I hoped it did.
Sean, you have the book.
The book. So year first. So it says, this is from the year where I was driving home like really late. It was after 3 a.m. And I really don't think I was drunk, but I definitely had more than I normally would before I drive. Anyway, I came around a blind corner and I felt a big thump and I never slowed down to see what or God forbid who it was that I had hit with my car. I just drove home. I checked the hood later and there was a dent and a bit of rust-colored fluid, but could have been anything. Anyway, that's what year this was. And then a critic quote, I guess, would be, man, I thought this looked good, but I don't know if I ever actually saw it. And then for the people in it, it says, I kind of only really remember the two main folks, guy and a gal. So what do you guys think? How many?
Oh,
okay.
Who goes first?
I think I can do it in four.
Okay.
Four names?
Yeah.
Out of how many?
There's two.
You're going to give four names out of two? I would like to, I'm excited to see that happen. Go ahead and name it. Yeah, I'm just saying name it.
Okay, ready.
So you get four out of two names.
Yes.
So I don't know. That means.
Okay.
There's only two names, right? So he just gets all the names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Janine Garofalo.
Cats and Dogs. Truth About Cats and Dogs.
No.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no. There's a bunch of people in that movie.
I know, but it's Janine Garofalo's in that.
Ginny Garofalo.
That'd be a good Zootopia character. Okay, so now Doug gets the next
All
one.
All right, Doug, hit us with the book.
Garofalo.
Wait, we never guessed the movie.
Oh, yeah.
He gets the other name and he gets the guess.
Oh, I get the other name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vance Vaughn.
Who?
Vance Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn. Who was the other name?
Janine Garofalo.
Janine Garofalo and Vince Vaughn were in, Clay Pigeons.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.